Although takfirism has been around for at least 3 or 4 decades, the core of what is being referred to as the ISIS today was founded during the American occupation of Iraq.
On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to win.
Analysts believe that the emergence of ISIS and their progress in the Middle East is beneficial to nobody, as it is to the United States and naturally Israel, their main ally in the region. Rafiq Al-Samirai, a former Iraqi head of security and an infamous Sunni politician, is among those analysts. In an article published on August 29, Samirai writes, "The fact that the US advocation of dividing Iraq into 3 different regions coincides with the ISIS gaining more power in Iraq is worth pondering." In addition, Intercept, the online magazine, quotes Edward Snowden as saying, "The US National Security Agency, alongside with the English MI6, and the Israeli Mossad paved the way for the creation of ISIS and facilitated recruiting extremists from all over the world." According to Snowden, the ISIS project, codenamed Operation Beehive, was a joint mission between the aforementioned 3 organizations, and its main objective was to provide more security for Israel. The plan was to create the ISIS virus and spread it around via extremism disguised as religion. Their analysts and think tanks came to the conclusion that creating this monster in the region and pointing its guns at Israel's enemies would put Israel on the safe side. Michel Chasudowski, professor at the Ottawa University and a global research analyst, believes that the White House uses Salafist groups, and in particular the ISIS, as an iron fist and utilizes them to achieve its geopolitical goals in the region. In other words, ISIS is their golden egg. Let's assume the ISIS never existed. Who else do you think was capable of pushing Syria towards total destruction? Who else could force the Iraqi government to renew its multi-billion dollar arms deals with the US and then use the very same weapons to destroy its own cities? Or even worse, witness how the US and their allies used them to attack Iraq and Syria. Economists believe that by occupying Mosul, the ISIS has earned hundreds of millions of dollars for the American contractors and arms dealers. Now the billion-dollar question that remains to be answered: does the US really want to let go of its golden egg this easy?